Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number two on a Worship Wednesday. We got Fowler Fair with our man J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro. Because you need to know. Coming up at the bottom of the hour. And also, Rob, we have a big announcement. We have a new affiliate. We are welcoming the Blitz 1170 in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The Blitz.
We're welcoming them to the family, to the Odd Couple family, and to the Fox Sports Radio family. They will be carrying the last 2 hours of the show every night, starting tonight, I believe, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. And they are the home of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So, welcome, Blitz 1170. We are excited to be on your air. And shout out to all the folks out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Have you been to Oklahoma?
No. I've never been to Oklahoma. There's still a handful of stuff. I've never been to Alabama. I've never been. There's like North Dakota, South Dakota. You know, like all those. Wyoming. I've never been to
Idaho.
Everywhere. Idaho, Iowa. I've never been to any of those places.
I've been to Idaho. Lived in Iowa for a couple years. Mississippi. Been through there.
Never been there.
Never been to Alabama, I don't believe. But I have been to Oklahoma because, you know, when Oklahoma City was there.
Right.
I'd be there for a lot of games. And so, welcome.
That's right. Welcome to the party. Alex, get ready, okay? Because you know I've had my – Chris, you just said you went been to Idaho.
Yep.
I had my private Idaho, but that's about it.
What? You said get ready. He was ready with this.
Thanks,
that's
Alex.
How funny
Thanks.
That was. Thank God Russ Green. Was that his name, Russ Green?
Yeah, Russ
Thank
Green.
Thank God he's
right.
not listening.
You don't remember
like,
that song? That was a big song by the B-52s, Alex. No? Private
Idaho? I don't
think
I've heard that one, actually.
You've never heard of Private Idaho?
I don't think so.
Like, can we just
I'm
stop
living
that?
In my
can
own private Idaho. I'm living in
on?
My own private Idaho. What?
Can we just move on, please?
Chris, you don't know that song either?
No,
Rob
I don't.
G. Come on,
I
Rob
wasn't into
G.
The
Help me out.
No idea.
I heard of them, but
you've
no.
never heard of the Private Idaho?
Never. That makes three of us. You 0 for 3. You struck out. Since you missed the baseball, you just came.
And you know what? And it's really bad because we have everybody included. A black guy, Hispanic guy, and a white guy. Nobody knows the song. Think about that. How? Wow.
Let's just All move right. on.
All right. Alex, can you look it up during the break?
This to
yeah,
you,
I got
Rob.
You.
Did you ever see Uncle Drew, the movie?
No.
I
knew
didn't
it was
either.
Bad.
Well, it's on BET. I got my TVs on. There's no game. I got one baseball game on, and I got Uncle Drew on. And, you know, I turned the volume up during the break. It ain't bad so far. It's early. But so far, it's actually pretty good.
Movies like that where you try to take, like, a skit and turn it into a full-length movie usually don't work out well.
I agree. That's been my thought about it. But, like, Kyrie didn't get into the movie until they're, like, 40 minutes in or something like that. So, you know, they got this comedian, Rel. Is that in it? Rel?
Yeah,
you know
Rel,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's in it. Rel, whatever his name is. What's his name, Rob G? Lil Rel. Yeah, he seems to be the star. But it so far, it looks pretty good. So I might have to check it out one night when I can actually hear the sound. All right, let's go to the NFL, of course. And Tom Brady, 44 years old, off to a great start, Rob. 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They're 2-0. He's throwing for a bunch of yards. He was talking on, I believe, Sirius XM radio. And he was talking about the game. He started off talking about a lot of more of these running quarterbacks today than you usually used to see. And he talks about that and kind of says the reason he believes for that is, or one reason, is because the game is a lot softer than it used to be. Here he is.
There's a lot of plays and hits that are happening on quarterbacks now that are flags for defensive players that probably weren't that way 10 or 15 years ago. So I'd say the game is a little softer than it used to be. You know, I think the defensive players are more on the defensive when they go into tackle. And I think that's probably adding to this element of quarterbacks outside the pocket and taking more chances, you know, than they did in the past.
Rob,
finally,
I agree with
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah, he's totally right. And I would throw this in, and it'll be interesting to hear what his thoughts would be on this. We always talk about this, Rob. This is a follow-up question. I think the reason he's able to play as long as he has and be as effective as he still is also due to what he said, the game being softer. They're protecting quarterbacks more than ever. He's not a mobile quarterback. All right, so back in the day, Rob, he would be taking some shots, even if they're not sacks, you know what I'm saying? Some of those hits that come after you release the ball, those would be, he would be getting leveled.
Go look at what the Giants did to Joe Montana, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Go look at what the Giants did to Joe Montana. Like, smashed him. They smashed him. And back then, you could do all that. And you're right. If you're a quarterback and you try to do some fancy move and you get out of the pocket and they hit you, you might get 15 yards tacked on it. Come on. I dare you to hit me. Hit me.
Well, you're absolutely right, because you're kind of just going to go get in the quarterback's way, and then you're waiting for him to slide, right? I think, or go out of bounds. Rob, I actually think it's unfair, because it's all up to the quarterback. Like, if the defensive backs or linebackers or whoever they are charging at him but hesitant, right? Because you don't want to hit him as he's sliding, or you might get a penalty. But what if he doesn't slide?
What if he fakes like he's going down, Chris? Like, all right, I'm a fake like I'm a slide.
There has to be a penalty against that.
There has to be, and then keep going.
Check that out, because I hear you, Rob. Because I've often thought about it. I wouldn't
like you know what I mean.
A lot of people have thought about it.
You make the motion like you're going to go down, and then you pop up and run and keep running.
But there has to be, Rob G, there has to be a rule against that.
I doubt it.
Because I would be doing it all the time. I have yet to see a quarterback do that. Have you seen anybody do it yet?
No.
But it would make sense. But, yeah, you give yourself up. I mean, so, yeah, you can't do that. But there's other ways. I mean, you don't have to. You can be subtle with it. You know what I mean? You can slow down a little bit. Right? You slow down a little bit, you know, and then take off. Like, I mean, it is a big disadvantage for the defenders. And I think Brady, I agree with him, and I'm glad he actually acknowledged that. But I also think, Rob, that is also a reason, and we got to tell this to the young boys, because we know we have a lot of young listeners, right? And the young listeners, if they go to Pro Football Reference and they look at the stats of Roger Staubach, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, Terry Bradshaw, four-time Super Bowl champion,
these guys were
Joe
terrible.
Namath.
Right. These guys were terrible.
I mean, real talk. If you judged them by today's standards, you would be like, what? I mean, Joe Namath, who is a legend, threw Rob like 50 more picks than touchdowns.
Right.
I mean, he got 220 interceptions and 173 touchdowns.
But almost
all of his years, he threw more touchdowns than more picks than touchdowns.
But Chris, you also looked up. I remember once there are guys, quarterbacks, who had 12 touchdowns all year in the year.
Oh, absolutely.
12, 14 touch. Like, there were 14 touchdowns and 8 picks. That was their season numbers.
And you know who just did that? Andy Dalton. In Dallas last year.
Is that what he had?
Yeah, 14 and 8 in his, you know, that was the whole season, but obviously only started about half
play,
the year,
right.
A little more
right.
than half.
But you know
year.
What I mean? Like, those numbers are, that's what guys did. They ran the football. Jim Brown, the runners were way big of a part of the game. You threw on third down, Chris, when you couldn't couldn't make the 8 yards on a pass, or you're asking for too much. And, you know, I mean, when you can't make it on a run, so you go like, we got a pass. It's third down and eight. Anything more than six and you got to pass. It's like a hit at blackjack. You know, there's a certain number. You got to take a hit.
Yep. And you mentioned Roger Staubach, Rob, 1976 Pro Bowl season for him. And this is right smack dab in the middle of his prime. 14 touchdowns, 11 picks.
See? That was a Pro Bowl year.
Right. Completed 56% of his passes. Now, here's the thing. They were getting hit, as we said, a lot more. Quarterbacks were not nearly as protected as they are today. So that's one of the things. Rob, the receivers were getting hit, right? You go across the middle, your lights could be put out. Remember, Darryl Stingley got paralyzed.
Right.
Off a hit by George Atkinson, I believe, from the Raiders.
Yeah, that was, was ugly, man.
Oh, yeah, and I was a kid playing football. And, you know, thinking about that, like, wow, you know, this dude.
I know that was part of why I never got to play football. My mom was against
it. Your mom wouldn't let you?
Wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Nope. Because back then it was about kids being paralyzed in football. You know, you see it on the news and you read about it. And she was like, I can't do it.
Right.
That was her thing to me. So I wanted to be a wide receiver. I was tall. I could catch, Chris. You know what I did? I wanted to play.
Right. Yeah, you definitely were tall, and that would have been an advantage. So it was just a different game. So don't look at the numbers of these guys and compare them to today's players and say, oh, they were no good. Remember there was actually a reporter, Rob, who did that a couple years ago with Ryan Fitzpatrick and put up that Ryan Fitzpatrick had more touchdown passes than Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman was great. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You don't put him in the same sentence as freaking Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't care what his numbers are. Exactly. Right. I don't care. Totally different game. He had Emmitt Smith there, Chris, who ate up a lot of touchdowns because he could score in the red zone from there, right? He didn't have to throw the ball in every time. You don't have a running back now. You don't have guys like that. Not everybody has a running back who can get in, like an Aaron Jones. And what did Aaron Rodgers do, Chris? Like instead of a handoff, you just flip him the ball. It's almost the same exact thing.
The passes are like handoffs now, right?
It really is.
It was routine for the best running backs in the league, and there were several that were getting the ball 20 to 30 rushes a game.
Yes.
Like Derrick Henry, it was five guys getting that many carries in the league every weekend. You know, and so
it was about Barry Sanders, not about the quarterback for the Lions. Am I right? It was Barry.
Absolutely. Oh, the running backs were, I would say the running backs were the bigger stars.
Right.
You know, some quarterbacks too, but running backs were the huge stars, and they won a lot of the MVPs. Like now it's pretty much all quarterbacks.
Well, now it's all quarterbacks.
I'll say this too, Rob. Remember, I used to watch all of those highlight, you know, videos like football. Those not documentaries, but, you know, hour long.
From the frozen tundra, know, like those things with John Facenda. Like Chris, like you couldn't, the guy had the greatest voice in the way, with the marching music, boom, 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 and the frozen tundra of Green Bay, the Philadelphia Eagles marched
Lambeau
in.
Field.
Right.
Yes, you know,
it was great.
No, it was awesome. But they used to, Rob, some of the hits back then. Most of the hits in those highlight videos are illegal now, right? And I love the hits. I mean, I want the guys to be safe, obviously. But so many of those great hits that we grew up watching, Rob, have been taken out of the game. So these are all the reasons that I do think it's part of why you have more running quarterbacks. I think there's been a change in philosophy and people are also more open to it. But I think that also the fact that you're not going to take the shots that you would have taken back in the day. I also think that's a part of why Tom Brady and other players are able to play much longer because they're not taking as many hits either. So, and finally, as Rob and I pointed out, the statistics. And that's where, you know, you young bucks who look at the old heads like they couldn't throw. They didn't know what they were doing. We want you to call up and weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on today's NFL being soft? Tom Brady said it. The GOAT said it. Versus back in the day. On numbers, on running quarterbacks, on length of time you can play in your career. We want to hear all of that from you here at 877-99 on Fox. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. It's the greatest arena on earth, and every game, every match, every race, every competition is there. It is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement, folks, is endless. So make sure that you plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. 877-99 on Fox.
You know I'm looking for flights as we speak, man. I'm definitely trying to get there
again?
In October. October.
Oh, okay.
Next
okay.
month. Yep. All right.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Today's football, even Tom Brady says, is soft. What do you think?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hey,
what's
guys,
up,
how
Mark?
You guys doing?
Hey, we're hey, good, brother. Started, how are you?
Pretty good. Before I get started, hey, Chris, I'm making a proclamation right now. Since you've been working in the mornings and I've been watching you and I like your show in the mornings, you're a hardworking man. I'm not giving you any more crap about taking days off, man. It stops today. It stops today.
I
it
thank
does.
You for you, that, you, brother. You, I thank no, you. And you I do. Appreciate you tuning in because I know that's early for you out west.
You but, know, I tell you that's when you. I get up. So, yeah, I just want to let you know that. I'm not going to give you any more crap. I'm not going to do it. Okay?
All right.
Real quick, you guys are absolutely right. Some of these receivers that were going across the middle, like Tyreek Hill running bombs, Ronnie Lott would have zeroed in on him and knocked him up into the stands, man.
Knocked his block off.
Never seen that dude again. Yeah, exactly.
Right, dudes so would have been thinking a lot more about going across the middle.
You bet. And I told Rob G, I kind of trace a lot of it back to one thing that happened. About 17, 18 years ago, the head injuries, the CTE settlement, the movie that came out with all that bad publicity about the doctor, all these players having problems with their head injuries, some of them starting to commit suicide, they changed those rules. A lot
yeah,
of it goes
it,
back to
that,
that.
I think that's a lot of it. I also think that offense, they recognize, and maybe this, some of this is due to fantasy football, but they recognize how exciting offense is for people.
I think
and
that
they
that's part of it,
offense.
But I do believe that there's also a degree of not wanting to be held liable for this stuff. Like,
right.
Like they understand that, Chris, it could wind up, they might lose big money, you know, like they settle, but there might be like a situation where they say, you didn't take any safeguards, you didn't make the game safer, you know? And then you got a class action suit of all these players saying that they played in a dangerous game and they didn't do anything to improve it. So if they take those steps, and even though you know what you're signing up for, it kind of protects them.
Yeah, and also another element, Rob, they're not practicing like they used to. They used to practice full, you tackling in practice.
Not
they
anymore.
They don't do that now for the most part.
Nope. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Curtis in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Curtis?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you?
First time caller, but long time listener.
Wow. Thank you, man. Keep calling
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, man. I was wanted to say that the game has definitely have gotten a lot softer than it was, because nowadays your middle linebacker is more of a cover guy. If you look at to back then, like back in the day for me, it's like more than Ray Lewis and Patrick Willis right. and Bob Sanders and Brian Dawkins and people, when you knew you're going to get hit hard, it doesn't matter. That's what Ray Lewis said. It's not about what you're going to do, you know, running a route. It's about when you get the ball. So I'm more like these people are now not even looking to get hit. They're taking the dive. They're wanting to have this long career to make it to the Hall of Fame. So with the new helmets and new things like that, you would think that they'll feel safer. But nah, this game has definitely changed, and it's getting to the point where we can't even, you know, look at the people celebrate a good hit or a good catch.
Right.
You know?
Oh no, that's right. That's
you don't
taboo.
See nearly
None of
the
that.
Amount of great hits, Rob, that you used to.
Yep. No, you no. Know. Those days are long gone. How about Jeff in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Been a long time.
Yes,
hey,
sir. Where
you
been?
Well, I bug you on Facebook once in a while, Rob, but it's been a while. You know how everybody's just a crazy world.
Yes,
just
it's
crazy.
A crazy world. Everybody's
life.
Busy,
it's
got a life.
Happens. Yep.
That's right.
That's why I listen to you guys. It's called appointment radio. I try to explain appointment television to my kids. They look at me like a two-head.
Right, they don't know what that means because they'll watch whenever they want, when
right.
they want it, on demand.
On their phones.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. I want to get right to it. I just wanted to tell you, recently I heard Bruce Smith, I can't remember when it was, talking about Marino. The ball would be gone, and he could take at least a step and a half and run into him.
Yep. Mm.
And flatten him. You know,
that's
he
a
could
flag
hear
now.
Yep.
He could
oh,
help,
yeah.
He, and there's no flag, no nothing. As far as those records go, it's not a Marino night, but I'm talking. When you talk about those records, how long did those major records last?
Now, what he did at that day, that would kind of be like if somebody throws for like 7,000
no,
yards
right.
now.
No, what, for
and,
what the
and,
numbers
and
he was putting up was incredible.
Or something. It
and,
was ridiculous.
And remember,
it
right, was ridiculous. They didn't have a running game, but still, the numbers he put up were
It was like superhuman. He was that far ahead of everybody. No doubt. About it. All right, we got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
All right, it's coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
Or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest stories in the world of baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the real star of the Inside the Parker podcast, none other than my man, J.R. Gamble. What's
wow.
up, J.R.?
Good evening, Odd Couple.
Now,
What's
listen
up,
to this.
Brother?
The phone sounds good. You paid your bill. What are you off of, Metro PCS? What's going on?
Yes, I did.
You
I did a couple
great.
Stick-ups this week.
Well, that's dedication to the show, man. We respect it.
Man.
I appreciate it.
Yes, it sounds
yes,
great.
Thank you.
Sound great.
Yes, sir. So you guys know how this segment works. I got three baseball stories. Give all these guys a crack at it. But because JR is the star of the segment, he gets the first ups at every single one. So here we go. Question number one. Earlier this week, Rays outfielder Kevin Kiermaier slid into home plate. During the action, an index card fell out of the catcher's pocket, which included notes on how the Blue Jays pitchers would attack the Rays hitters. It was great. Kiermaier picked it up, took it to the Rays dugout, and later on when the Blue Jays sent a bat boy over to get the card back, the Rays were like, nah, this is ours now. We're keeping it. JR, foul or fair of the Rays to keep that little scouting report?
Fair.
That is a foul ball.
But it's purely gamesmanship, and it's a bit childish. You know, collecting data on opposing players, that's supposed to be something that's celebrated today, right, with metrics. I couldn't possibly think of a reason why the Rays would be upset as advances their metrics department is they probably just wanted to laugh at the Blue Jays for using index cards.
I say it's fair.
You know what I mean?
It's a fair ball.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. Sorry. Hold on to it. Button your back pocket. Score standing up. I mean, I don't know what you want. You lost it. If it was important to you, what would your parents say? You wouldn't have lost it if it meant anything to you. How many times do you hear that, Chris? Right?
Right. Yeah, so, I'm with Rob on this. That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm sorry. I mean, you lose it in the course of the game. It's one thing if they go in there and purposely try to snatch it out of your back pocket. But you lost it. We got no. No. That is totally fair. Exactly. Go the rest of the game without it. And if you don't have computers or other index cards that have the info, shame on you.
For real.
Look, just go the old school route. Bang a trash can. Come on, guys.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
Pretty much.
Story number two, JR Gamble, MLB bro, here with the Odd Couple. The Padres have struggled most of the second half of the season. It's been a real roller coaster for them. They've lost four straight entering Wednesday, and then still, CBSSports.com says the wild card playoff matchup they most want to see is Padres versus Dodgers. JR, foul or fair to say that the up and down Padres are still must see TV?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
And I know this hurts Rob Fernando Tatis Parker's heart, but, you know, the matchup you want to see is Padres Dodgers if they're good enough to make it there. We know the Padres have Tatis, Machado, host of other young players, Trent Grisham, but they didn't get it done. They're not getting it done. 76-74 doesn't earn you a crack at the champ because people like the players on your team. The series I want to see is the one that features the best two teams. We already know one of them is San Francisco. So the San Diego did an odd man out. Get better. Be better.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Period. You darn Skippy, I want to see the San Diego Padres. I want some stars. I love Fernando Tatis Jr., not as much as Rob, but he's I love watching him. Manny Machado, I gained mad respect. I already liked him. But what he did with Tatis, a few days ago over the weekend,
yeah,
right, when he
dugout.
Got in his face, I love that. That's leadership, and Tatis Jr. respected it. You, Darvish, like, no, I want to see these young cats, man, for real. Definitely still must watch TV.
I'm with you, Chris. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
We're just ganging up on JR because I'm with Chris. I want the star power. Who doesn't want to see a one-game playoff where the Padres and Dodgers go at it? And I don't know who's going to win that game. Is Tatis going to hit three home runs at Dodger Stadium off Max Scherzer? I don't know, but I want to see it.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to see the Padres.
I'd hate to see the Dodgers bow out like that after they're clearly one of the best teams in the league.
That's what I was going to say. Imagine the Padres coming in like on a 6-game losing streak and then they beat the Dodgers.
No, I know.
Yes,
it's
that
possible.
Would be unbelievable.
And I wouldn't even be shocked with the way they played here in the second half.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Last question. JR, back at it again. Cousin Sal, friend of the show on ESPN, put out a 30 for 30 doc on the 1986 Mets. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's really good.
Oh, it's really good. A lot of info.
Yes, sir.
Boy, they were dirty, man. All the stuff that the Mets were doing, my God.
No kidding. But, you know, it also spawned an interesting column on ESPN.com where they ranked the best teams of the past 50 years. They determined that the 86 Mets were actually number two and the 1998 Yankees were number one. JR, foul or fair to say the 98 Yankees were better than those 86 Mets?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Oh.
Well, they have New York editors over at ESPN now. That's good.
right.
The Mets, you know, finally, the Mets were an amazing team. I will say Gooden, Darling, Ojeda, Sid Fernandez, that pitching staff can't evenly match with that 98 Yankees with prime El Duque, Cone, prime Dave Wells. In fact, the Mets staff is probably a bit better with the exception of the closer, Mariano, but Jesse Roscoe wasn't a slouch. Mets had crazy offense, Strawberry, Carter. Hojo was going 30 for 30 back then. But the Mets, I think, were top-heavy compared to the Yankees, who had a more balanced lineup with veterans, a more all-around great-hitting team. The Yankees had more Hall of Famers, too, Reigns and, you know, now Jeter. But it's close. It's very close. And both those teams had a flair for the dramatic, but I will give the 98 Yankees an edge only because they turned into a dynasty.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The 98 Yankees were monsters. They won at an unbelievable pace. I get all that. It was in the middle of them winning 98, 99, 2000, all that.
Yeah.
But the 86 Mets, Chris, they came back from 2-0. They lost the first two games at Shea Stadium to the Red Sox. They lost game two when a ball went under Tim Tuffle's legs. That's how they lost the game. They were down and out, and they were down to their last strike. They came back in game six. They were down 3-0 in game seven, and they beat the Red Sox. It's one of the most unbelievable comebacks in baseball history. The Mets were a magical team in 1986.
They absolutely. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
This is going to be a trifecta, 3-0, the hat trick. I'm with the Mets. And I'm with them because of the same reason I wanted to see the Padres. That Mets team had more star power.
Yes.
The reason that Mets team doesn't have more Hall of Famers, both you guys know this, is because, you know, other things happened, right? Daryl Strawberry was going to be a Hall of Famer. Dwight Gooden was going to be a Hall of Famer. And that Yankees team didn't have – they had really good players. But who was the superstar was really Jeter. Outside of that, you know, Bernie Williams, really good. You mentioned Hall of Famers. Tim Raines was old. Raines was old by then. Raines was like near almost 40 by then. They don't have anybody on that staff. They had Orlando Hernandez and Andy Pettitte. Nobody on that staff was as good as Gooden was. Nobody as good as Gooden was in 86.
No.
And so those 2 years, I'm definitely taking the Mets. Rob, I just think they have far more star power than the Yankees.
And we're forgetting coaching.
And don't forget, hey, let me say, those Yankees were great. We're not even dissing
them. No, they were a great
team.
They
were great in 98, 99, and 2000. And they won 4 out of 5 World Series because they won 96. They didn't win 97. So, JR, I'm with you. It was close.
I was a Mets fan back then, right? I was a Mets fan. I grew up in Queens as a Mets fan. Loved Dwight Gooden, loved Daryl Strawberry. That's just my assessment. I know that team was special.
I think they had to go with the 98 Yankees because, like you said, Rob, they were a dynasty.
They were a dynasty.
But if you just go 1 year, those 86 Mets were fantastic. I mean, Gary Carter, Hall of Fame, Keith Hernandez,
Kevin
Mitchell.
Kevin Mitchell.
No doubt.
All right. That's foul or fair. Great job, JR. We appreciate you, brother. Keep doing your thing for MLB Bro.
Because you need to know.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's more Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I don't think this will be the last time you hear Kanye tonight.
That's a good idea.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happens outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from the Bay Area, San Francisco. I don't know if you guys know this, but 22 years ago this week, Casa Sanchez had a promotion where they said, you get a tattoo of our logo anywhere on your body, we will give you free tacos for life. Okay?
Really? How many people took it? What?
At least 6, it looks like.
That's it?
Agreed to do it. I mean, well, it's just in the report. At least 6 people agreed to do it. They stand
well, first of all, is that restaurant still open?
It is still open. Okay. And according to this article, none of these guys who did it regret it. They say even though they don't really go every week to get their free ration of food, they don't mind. They think it was a good investment. They feel like it kind of connects them in a weird way that these guys all got this random tattoo in exchange for free tacos. Here's the question. Is there any food that you like enough where you say, hey, I will get the tattoo in order for the lifetime supply? We'll start with you, Rob Parker.
You already know. Either some wings, is it Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Hooters, either that. I would gladly, if I could
you
eat
would
wings
do
for
it.
Free for the rest of my life, I would do it.
Now, you have the money to get wings. You know that.
Yeah.
To buy your own wings.
But the wings taste better when they're free, Chris. Did you know that? They taste
is
better.
Is that true, dude? Are they made differently when they're free?
You
no.
know that. Chris, no.
Nada. Nothing. There's nothing in it that I would – there's nothing going to make – I would never get a tattoo. I'm not against those that have them, but nothing.
Would you get a tattoo if it meant feeding people for the rest of their lives? Not you specifically.
Like, we get a tattoo of five fish and three loaves of bread.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
In some way like that.
And everybody who's part of the King movement, they get one free meal a week at
that
restaurant.
If it was people in need that couldn't get food
anymore. If
that was the only, this is a serious hypothetical, though.
Me and
if
Alex
that
at
was the only
at,
way
at the Al Pollo
possible,
Loco across the street.
Yeah, I mean, if it was
Could
life or
Diet
death
Coke
for some
free?
People.
That's all I want to know.
If it was life or death for some people, I'd get a temporary tattoo.
Y'all, you ain't a team player, Chris.
All right, hey, Rob G, I know you would for some
people. Oh, you know what? I already have a tattoo
have
that I don't like showing off, so I would not mind at all.
What's your tattoo?
I have a bonsai tree on my arm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You guys have seen it.
I think
you guys have seen it.
Yeah, we have
seen
it. So
how old were you when you got that?
I was 17.
You ashamed of it now?
No, I just wish that I would have let an actual tattoo artist design it, not me in the middle of a, you know, biology class.
Right.
I had a friend in high school. I think his junior year, he got a tattoo of, like, a bald eagle, like, with an American flag or something like that. And by the senior year, he hated it. So he would wear, you know, put a big Band-Aid over it.
Really?
I mean, yeah. That's the thing. One thing about tattoos is, you know, people, you go through various stages of life.
Well, Alex has them.
You know?
Alex loves them.
Right? So I do. I get another one the 25th of October.
Another one. How many do you have, Alex?
I got two right now. I'm going to eventually have a full sleeve on my left arm.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, see, there is an addictive... to tattoos.
True,
correct?
True. I just don't have an addictive personality, but I can see how people get the itch where they want more. It's like anything. You get a taste of a little bit of money, you want more money. You get a taste of good food, you want more food. Lavish cars like Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, you want more.
What?
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, now, Rob, you remember, I think when you were really, when I started covering the NBA in 1995, that's when tattoos were just beginning to get popular among players, right? It was unusual. And I talked to guys, you know, in 96, 97, something like that. And they might have one or two tattoos. And they say, yeah, I'm going to get one more and that's it. And then the next time I'd see them, they got like a sleeve or their neck is like, it's just, they've gone overboard with a bunch of tattoos. And so I noticed there is something addictive about it.
I thought about
look at a lot of NBA players now. They got
I thought
them all
about
over
putting
place.
A tattoo of a rat on my neck, but I don't think that would be becoming. No,
everything's not funny.
So, Alex, would you slide in a what is it? Cocinero? Is that where you go to?
Oh, Cocinero?
Yeah. Would you slide in their logo with the anime sleeve to get free food for your life?
It's gotta be something worth it, like whole paychecks. If we're talking like I can get free all my groceries at Whole Foods for the rest of my life, I think about it.
Put the Whole Foods logo
free
right
kale.
There.
Free kale for the rest of your life.
See, this is the thing, though, CB. It's like, eventually I'm going to have my own land and grow my own stuff. So it's got to really be worth it.
What about that Icelandic
free
water that you like?
Free land to grow your own stuff.
How about free edible panties made
out
of
gosh.
The planties that you were talking about?
Man,
have y'all
planties.
Started on that yet?
We couldn't get the name.
Nah, somebody
stole
had
it
for really expensive.
Oh, wow.
I know.
We love that. Planties.
It's a good one, too. You know, like, it's well, interesting, Alex, see? When,
I can see you giving your girlfriend a pair
of for wings. Sure. As soon as I better some wings on.com, you feel me?
Why does Rob always take it into R-rated territory?
Like, I mean, it's Rob Parker.
I mean, my goodness. Like,
I'm going to put a BetYouWings.com logo on my back.
Oh.
Just saying.
Hey, there you go.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We got an hour left on this Worship Wednesday. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.